6 truly amazing tips to become remarkable at turn-offing. This is Ju. My name is Lewis Miles. Episode number 5 is here. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode.
This article shares 6 tips for becoming remarkable at turning off, including using one great trick, being polite and appreciative, and removing personal goals. Dash.
The first tip is to always look for the best Candy Crush players. By finding someone who has already mastered the game, you can learn from their strategies and improve your skills. The second tip is to appear on the coconut wheel when it is available during a timed level. This will give you an extra boost and help you beat the level in less time than it would take if you were playing alone. Thank your child for helping you with the game. This shows that you appreciate their efforts and encourages them to do better in the future. Solve problems before they arise. If you can think ahead and plan out how to get through a level, then it will be easier to finish the game quickly and with fewer mistakes. Getting your space is also a good idea. Make sure that your board is clear of any distractions that could throw off your concentration while playing. Used one great trick when playing, timing. Arrange a time limit for yourself and try to beat it every time you play. This will help improve your gaming skills and speed up the process of finishing levels quickly. To become remarkable at turning off, one must first solve the problem and give themselves enough time to practice and consider the pros and cons of different solutions. In addition, always be open to change suggestions and work on solutions rather than trying to change others. Do not be too quick to criticize another's suggestions and instead take a moment to remember how they feel. It is important to recognize the degree of difficulty in each level and find a way that works for you. All these tips can help create an amazing gaming experience. It starts with changing other people's behavior. Doing this can be uncomfortable for some people, but it is necessary to make sure everyone is having a good time. Next, it is important to start giving negative feedback when needed. This helps to ensure that everyone is on the same page and it also encourages behavior change. In the later stages of playing, start getting positive feedback from your friends and enjoy their company. If you want to become remarkable at turn-offing, you need to focus on taking advantage of their hopes and dreams, not hurting their feelings. If you see someone with a job that could be changed for the better, take the opportunity to make the change. However, be careful when promoting a certain individual and increasing their responsibilities. Make sure your agreeableness does not make them an easy target for an employer. As well as this, some people may view your target as a pushover and this will only sting them more when they don't get the title promotion they were expecting. It's important to show that you love your job and current employers, and be willing to help them in any way possible. If you want a promotion within your company, show that you really want it by supporting your employer and being a great employee. There are so many ways to become remarkable at turn-offing, but the most important thing is to dedicate time and effort into your career. This can come in the form of additional education or showing that you are willing to go the extra mile for your current employers. Making the best widgets possible is a great way to show your current employer that you are the best widget maker in town. If you are an awkward people pleaser, becoming an active listener can help program yourself out of that habit. If you are looking for a new job, make a conscious effort to look outside of your own team and into other areas. Breaking old habits can be tough, but if you make the effort, it will go a long way towards getting your foot in the door of a new job. Making conscious efforts in other areas of your life can also help get you ahead in line for promotion. Don't be afraid to reach out to others and share ideas or give advice when needed. Even something as simple as giving someone a second hug when they say, "Hey," can go a long way. 6 truly amazing tips to become remarkable at turning off other person's voices include 1. Talking person. Learn a lot by listening to the talking person and trying to understand their point of view. 2. Sidetracked conversation. Try not to get sidetracked in the conversation and stay focused on the main topic. 3. Interruptions, even interruptions. If someone interrupts you, don't be afraid to politely ask them to wait until you finish your sentence. 4. Trying other person's phone. If you're trying to reach someone, try their cell phone first as they may be more likely to
answer it than their home number. Using humor. If you have to give someone bad news, try to soften the blow by using humor. It can lighten the mood and make it easier for them to hear what you're saying. Using unrealistic expectations. When you're trying to turn off something, don't set unrealistic expectations. Offer a real explanation of why it won't work and make sure that your solution is realistic. Getting bad news. When you get bad news, don't let it put you in a funk. Try to look at the other side and see what good things could come out of it. Point 6. Truly amazing tips to become remarkable at turnoffing are easier said than done, but can be very rewarding. First, create a mutually pleasant experience for the other person. Second, jellies, especially corners and outer jellies, can help you remove the goal of hitting a preconceived personal goal. Third, take a minute to relax and have a good time with your moves. Fourth, always try to make someone feel good about themselves, even if it's something as small as taking a few extra minutes to do things for them. This can be especially helpful when it comes to turning off your clipboard, money moves, and your personal financial situation. Fifth, make sure to always keep all of your notebooks, even PDFs and other pages, on the same page. This way you won't have to search through multiple pages and notebooks for work which ones you need.
This is all for today, guys. My name is Lewis and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of Jew and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye bye.